Proclamation number 7000 of 23rd of December, 1957. Christ problem and deification. Again and again the Christ problem is presented to you. Again and again attempts are made to open up the understanding for it to you. Although it depends on your degree of love that it becomes comprehensible to you. But countless souls on earth and in the spiritual kingdom occupy themselves with this problem because they want clarification about teachings which they should believe and yet are unable to adjust themselves to it with conviction. Admittedly, there are only a few on earth, for even a serious question about it would be answered by me, who after all wants you humans to live in light and truth. But people only hastily put aside what they cannot grasp and let their thoughts wander in another direction. But the souls in the beyond, which are not entirely in my adversary's bonds, think about it as soon as they just receive a nudge, as soon as the name of Jesus comes to their mind or they are otherwise reminded of Jesus Christ. And then they shall also receive an answer so that they will still find their way to Him in the kingdom of the beyond and call upon Him for mercy and grace, for deliverance from their adversity. For as long as they have not yet found the divine Redeemer they will still reject me, who accomplished the act of salvation myself and Jesus Christ. And this light first has to be kindled in them that I descended to earth for the sake of people's great guilt of sin, that I redeemed all people from their original sin but that I also demand the acknowledgement of the act of salvation and the conscious connection with humanity's Redeemer, because then the original sin will also have been redeemed through the conscious acknowledgement of myself and the return to me, which was impossible without this act of salvation. Will also take place. Everyone certainly knows the human being Jesus, but not everyone believes in his mission. That he became a shell for me through his great love and that I then accomplished the act of salvation in him. And not many people on earth and also souls in the kingdom of the beyond possess the knowledge of this. But if it is truthfully offered to them then they will accept it of good will, and then they, too, will soon be able to enter the gates of beatitude which, however, remain closed to them without Jesus Christ. The endless distance from me puts my living creations into a state of wretchedness. But my love constantly wants to make you happy. My love does not want to leave you in this wretchedness forever. And therefore my love itself came to meet you and removed the greatest obstacle, the guilt of sin of your past apostasy from me. Nevertheless, your redemption requires your own willingness, the admission of your guilt and the request for forgiveness. For only through this will you humans acknowledge me myself in Jesus Christ and also my act of salvation. The human being Jesus was only the shell of myself, which was covered by a soul of light and contained my spirit in all fullness. Body, soul and spirit were there for the divine Redeemer. An external form whose soul strove for and achieved complete unification with the Eternal Father Spirit and thus the human being Jesus was completely merged with me, so that God and human being were one, so that one could speak of the deification of the human being Jesus or also of the complete flowing through with my strength of love, which now also enabled the human being Jesus to make a sacrifice which only divine love could accomplish. Only the outer shell was human but this also spiritualized itself through love, so that after the resurrection Jesus was able to ascend to heaven without having to leave the human body behind, because it had also joined the soul and the spirit through his most painful suffering and death on the cross. When you humans speak of Jesus Christ, you speak of God, of me myself, with whom the man Jesus Christ completely united. And thus I myself redeemed the world from sin, I myself descended to earth, I myself taught and worked through him, for it was always my spirit which permeated the man Jesus, because his love was greater than great and wanted to help the fallen brothers. Only love was able to bring redemption to people, and this love is always ready on earth as in the beyond to save the souls from sin and to introduce them to paradise. Amen.